Let us quiet our hearts and minds as we allow the word to find home within us. Let us pray. We walk, O God, in uncertain times. Give us your wisdom to know the path you would have us walk. We walk, O Christ, in a world often wrapped in darkness. Bathe us in your light and show us your way. We walk, O Holy Spirit, a road unexpected, a destination unknown. Fill us with courage as we walk the road to the cross, as we walk the road of mystery. As we walk, wonder, and pray, we also celebrate. Lift our spirits and hear our song as your word becomes part of our lives, O God. Amen. May you live in interesting times. This is a saying that is often ascribed ancient origins, but more likely originates from the late 19th century and finds its form that we know today in the lead up to the Second World War. May you live in interesting times sounds like a blessing, but it's widely accepted as something of a curse, suggesting that it's better to live in a time of relative ease rather than one worthy of note in a history book. We are living in interesting times. Hopefully not times that we will forget as a people, but rather times that we will learn from. This past week, we learned, and all the parents learned, that schools were going to be closed for the rest of the school year. Me and I sat down with the twins and we had a family talk. There were tears about friends that they would not see, and some frustration that there would still be homework each day. But eventually we got to a point where Amy asked about this happening to us when we were kids. It didn't happen. We, Natalie and I, many of you, have not lived through anything like this before. It's something that will be in history books, we said, because we are living in interesting times. We didn't expect to be walking through. Go back to January. Go back and talk to your past self in your mind, if you're able. Ask yourself, what are you going to do this spring? Never, never would we have guessed that we would be staying at home as an act to protect one another. Never would we have guessed that we would be using Facebook for anything more than funny videos, let alone worship. Never would we have guessed the value of toilet paper. The past few weeks weren't what we expected them to be. Easter won't be what we expect it to be, but if it helps, we are in good company. In our reading today, the people had very different expectations around the coming of the Messiah from what they got. And the week that the disciples are walking into is not what they would have expected at all. A familiar phrase in this reading, a phrase that we have and will sing a number of times throughout this service, is Hosanna. Hosanna. But like the phrase, may you live in interesting times, Hosanna can often be mistaken as just pure jubilation, just a sound that people make. Yay! Hooray! Huzzah! Hosanna. Just a random sound of joy. But it's so much more than a joyful noise being made as Christ comes to town on the back of a donkey. Hosanna is actually a Greek translation of a word that originates in the Hebrew language, yashana. It's broken into two parts, yasha meaning save or deliver, and na meaning now, or it indicates some form of supplication or plea, like we pray. The people aren't saying, yay, Jesus is here, let's break out the wine and the bread. They are shouting a prayer of longing to be saved. They were people on the margins of society, and on top of that, they were under Roman occupation at the time. Save us from being forgotten, they prayed. Save us from our hunger, both for food and for justice, they prayed. Save us from under the boot of our oppressor, they prayed. Save us! And that is what they thought was going to happen. They expected this man, this son of David, to save them, to come and oust the Romans, to reshape a faith that had forgotten so many, and to give Israel back to the people. At least that's what they wanted. They wanted a warrior king, a political powerhouse, a general. And so when they saw this man, Jesus, a man who thumbed his nose at the religious and political elite on many occasions, they shouted, Hosanna! Because they thought they were getting exactly what they wanted. They thought they were being saved in the way that they expected. But they didn't get that. We know that isn't how things turned out. The story that continues beyond the palm branches and the celebration reveals Christ to be a very different kind of man, a very different kind of king. And yet, his life, his death, and his ultimate resurrection made him the king they needed, one who cared more about people than power and gave himself willingly, not to political or religious authorities, but to God's authority. By his life and by his teachings, he inspired people in a way that changed the face of the earth for thousands of years. And by his death and resurrection, he showed people the place to which God will go for love of us. Not what they expected. Not even what they wanted. But it was what they needed. For us, knowing the outcome doesn't actually change anything. We come today waving our palm branches. We come shouting Hosanna, heralding the coming of the King. And when we shout Hosanna, we mean the same thing. We are a people in the midst of something bigger than us, unwieldy, something that divides us if we aren't intentional. It's something that makes us feel lost and alone when we don't find new ways of seeking each other out. We're shouting, save us, because we want God to break into our world and set right what's wrong. We want Christ who comes to heal our brokenness, to take us by the hand and show us the way. But just as our first century kin didn't get what they expected, so too are we confronted with a Christ that we might not have asked for. And it's actually the same Christ that was riding to town 2,000 years ago. Because his teachings, the teachings then mean the same as they do now. His life given for love is for love of us today as much as it was for those who stood at the foot of the cross. Christ walked and continues to walk among us, not to lead us by the nose, but to show us how to walk. Christ was, is the embodiment of what the laws and the prophets are, a guide to living justly and rightly with God and with one another. So often we treat the law like shackles when they are meant to set us free. In the same way, Christ's teachings, whether in action or in parable, are meant to reorient us, to soften our hearts made hard by hate, to open hands long clenched in anger, and to set our feet, long frozen by fear, to walking. He is not the king that we expected, nor is he the one that we prayed for. The road that we walk is not the one that we expected, and it definitely isn't the one that we prayed for. But this is the road we are on. And Christ is a king who rules in our hearts through wisdom and love rather than by right or power or fear, if we let him, if we welcome him in. To say that we are living in interesting times is one way to put it. To say that we are living in frightening times might be more apt. But darkness only holds sway until we let the light of Christ shine in and through us. Fear only takes root in our hearts if we don't open ourselves up to hope. This week holds the unexpected for the disciples, and we continue to walk into the unknown in our own way. And this week we will hear about death, either in the news updates around COVID-19 or on Good Friday when we gather at the foot of the cross. But we will also hear about life, about those who recover, about those who continue to thrive, because we as a people are striving to protect one another by limiting the spread. We will hear about those who are facing what is happening with hope, like communities making a joyful noise in support of essential workers. People continuing to support local businesses that are trying to serve in a new way. Or maybe it will be one of the many people in the world who's just doing their part to lift the spirits of their kindred. I personally have been enjoying a daily sonnet reading by Patrick Stewart. Really good. It's on Facebook. He's been reading ever since the self-isolation has started. Among all these stories of life and life happening, we will also hear the story of an empty tomb. It's not what the disciples expected, but out of that is born our hope for something new. This is not the end. Just as Christ's journey does not end at the cross or the tomb, neither has our road found its end. Because God is not done with us yet. Thanks be to God for such a love as that. Amen.